Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
It's going to be a hot day over parts of the northwest. Isolated showers and thunderstorms can be expected over Gauteng, Limpopo and the northwest. But for Mpumalanga, there is a yellow level 2 warning, and that's for severe thunderstorms over the eastern Highveld and the escarpment areas. Pretoria and Rustenburg up to 30 degrees. Joburg 27, Emalahleni 26, Mbombela 28, Polokwane 25. And if you are in Cape Town, enjoy winter with a maximum of only 20 degrees.
In Germiston, a stationary vehicle on the N12 westbound before Craft Road.
A number of political parties and civil organisations have offered their help in Naledi in Soweto, where 5 young children died of suspected food poisoning on Sunday. They're believed to have eaten snacks bought from a local spaza shop. Police are investigating the allegations. And a group of 14 US states have filed lawsuits accusing TikTok of ensnaring young users with addictive features, then harming their minds and violating their privacy. The wave of local court lawsuits demanding corrective measures and financial penalties comes as the popular video snippet sharing app faces a ban in America if it remains owned by China-based ByteDance. And with that, looking at our business news. The rand slumped further against the strong US dollar, with the greenback finding support after the latest solid US jobs data. Meanwhile, US jobs figures dented expectations for a second successive bumper interest rate cut in America. That announcement is expected later this month. Stocks in mainland China and Hong Kong fell this morning in a volatile start to a day after Beijing left investors disappointed over a lack of fresh stimulus and scant detail on its plans for implementing a raft of measures. Doubts of Chinese demand and the situation in the Middle East led to oil suffering losses of almost 5% yesterday. A dollar this morning trading at 17 rand 60, a euro 19 rand 30 cents, a pound 23 rand 3 cents. Gold at $2,616.84 per fine ounce, and that lower oil price this morning at $77.28 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khadra De Souza. There's more news at 7.
We start off with some rugby news. World Rugby earlier today proposed a series of changes to its laws, including reducing the impact of red cards aimed at enhancing both the fan and player experience. Under the proposed change, when a team loses a player to a red card, they can then bring on a replacement after 20 minutes. Mauls can only stop once before the team has to move the ball away, and scrum halves will receive what World Rugby has called enhanced protection at scrums, rucks and mauls. And former Springbok wing Cornell Hendricks is set to finish his career at home, where it all began after his contract with the Bulls expired at the end of September, so he'll be moving back to the Boerland. And in New Zealand earlier today, named prolific batter Kane Williamson and the squad tour for India, despite the lingering groin injury that's ruling him out of at least the first test in India. They've got 3 others as well. Williamson will delay travelling to India while he continues treatment for the injury that he suffered during last month's series defeat in Sri Lanka. And AmaZulu have appointed Arthur Zwane and Vusumuzi Vilakazi as co-coaches to help them turn their season around following a winless start to the Betway Premiership campaign. And Chelsea began their hunt for the Women's Champions League glory with a 3-2 victory over Real Madrid yesterday, while 8-time winners Lyon got to a comfortable victory against debutants Galatasaray. And Cole Palmer has been named the 2023-24 England's Men's Player of the Year, according to the Football Association. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
Jacaranda FM plays more. This.